بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected brothers, this period of the Islamic calendar which we are experiencing now is one of the seasons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, forgiveness, compassion. These days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, بِكُلِّ يَوْمْ أَلْفِ يَوْمْ, each of these days is equivalent to 1,000 days, وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَ عَشَّرَةُ أَلَافِ أَيَّامْ, and the day of Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days. In the week, the most virtuous day is the day of Jumu'ah, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best day on which the sun rises and the sun sets, obviously on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, is the day of Jumu'ah. فِي خُلِقَ Adam, that is the day that Adam alayhi salam was created. And there are other certain virtues or distinctions or special characteristics or significant events that occurred that are attached to the day of Jumu'ah. Yet despite its virtue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take qasam on the day of Jumu'ah. But when it comes to these 10 days of Zulhijjah, towards the end of which we are drawing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath and qasam on these days, wal fajr. Many of the mufassireen, this word wal fajr translates to the dawn or the daybreak. By the oath of the dawn or by the oath of the daybreak. Many mufassireen are of the opinion that this refers to the daybreak of the 10th of Zulhijjah. According to our calendar, that will be the morning of Saturday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath, wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak, in other words, the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal ayalin ashir, by the oath of the 10 nights. Mufassireen are of the opinion, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Wal shaf'i wal watr, by the oath of the odd, by the oath of the even and the odd. The odd number here, even number here refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal watr, the odd number, refers to the 9th of Zulhijjah, that is the day of Arafah. Wal layli idha yasr, and by the oath of the night as it passes. Here also mufassirin of the opinion that this refers to the night between the 9th and the 10th of Zulhijjah. So five qasams and oaths. These oaths refer to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and particularly this period, the 9th and the 10th of Zulhijjah. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. Rasulullah said, there are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days of Zulhijjah. So like Ramadan is a season for us, this period which we are passing through, like I said, most of it is already passed, is a season for us, an opportunity for us to engage, increase our ibadat. What is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated these days? There are two reasons. One is, as we are aware, these are the days of Hajj. So even those who are not going for Hajj or not performing Hajj on that year, the munasabat and the link is created with the Hujjaj. It is throughout the world. All of us will increase our ibadat, making mushabahat and imitating the Hujjaj. So these are the days of Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala has elevated these days. And the second special amal that occurs during these 10 days of Zulhijjah, which we will elaborate on a little bit more from these ahadith, is the amal of qurbani, that is the shedding the blood of the sacrificial animal. Before we go into the details of that, tomorrow is the 9th of Zulhijjah, which is falls on a Friday also. As we mentioned, the most virtuous day in the week is the day of Jumu'ah. And of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, obviously according to the Islamic calendar, in Saudi Arabia today is the 9th. That is the day of Arafah. Like obviously we will follow our calendar wherever we are. These are not issues that unfortunately we've elevated them and made them very, very sensitive issues. But find that these are not issues that should be elevated to that extent. Sighting of the moon, sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi. The hadith is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency and mercy is such that it is not fixed to particular time zones. Allah ta'ala is above time. So wherever we are, according to the, we will follow the Islamic calendar, wherever we are. These are not issues, like I said, that should become so sensitive and are issues for arguing and getting into unnecessary discord as a result of that. Nevertheless, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, this is a day that carries very, very great virtue. One hand, this year for us in South Africa, based on the calendar that we are following, we have a double virtue. One, it is the most superior day in the week, the day of Jumu'ah. And then on the other hand, the 9th of Zulhijjah itself is a day that carries great virtue. So both things are coming together. So we exhort the brothers that have the ability, for those that are not performing Hajj, or that have not gone for Hajj, what should they be doing on the 9th of Zulhijjah? One is, there is great virtue attached to fasting on this day. Fasting on the 9th of Zulhijjah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mafhum of the hadith, tukaffiru sanat al-madiya wallati ba'daha. If we fast on this one day, Allah Ta'ala will forgive the sins of the past year and the sins of the coming year. So in other words, 2 years sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives for fasting on the 9th of Zulhijjah. As we heard, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, this one day is equivalent to 10,000 days. So we should be particularly careful to abstain from sinning in this period. And coupled with that, increase our ibadat. One is fasting. The other is we find in the hadith, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in these days increase Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Increase our dhikr, increase our tilawat of Quran. Try and spend many of the akabirin of aslaf, the Salafi Salihin, in munasabat and mushabahat with the Hujjaj on the 9th of Zulhijjah, they would spend the entire day in the masjid in Nafil Atikaf. So as much time as possible, we should try and spend in the masjid. And like I said, this year it's falling on a Jumu'ah, so we increase our salawat and our durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, coming back to the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated these 10 days, as we mentioned, one is, these are the days in which Hajj is fulfilled. And the second is this amal of Qurbani. And there is one overriding principle, which I've mentioned many times before, that there are certain nafil acts, voluntary acts, or there are certain amal that are specific to a certain period or place. Example, if somebody is in the Haram of Makkah, you can read Quran, you can make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you can do other a'mal or ibadat that are not specific to the Haram of Makkah. You can do it in South Africa also, or you can do it in Makkah also. But the amal that is specific to the Haram of Makkah is tawaf. That you can't do in South Africa or anywhere else. It is specific to that place. So for that reason, amongst all the amal that you can do there, the amal that becomes the most superior is tawaf. Why? Because you are in the place of tawaf. So more virtuous than reading Quran or making zikr is to spend as much time as possible doing tawaf, obviously according to your physical capability, etc. So in the same way, there are certain amal that are specific to a certain time in the year. And one of those amal is qurbani, spilling the blood of the sacrificial animal. There are those amongst us upon whom one animal or one share in an animal with 7 shares is wajib, obligatory. Obviously, What is wajib, we have to carry out. But over and above that, nafil qurbani. We find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is famous. By his own hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the year that when he went for Hajj, he sacrificed 63 camels. In one camel, there's 7 shares. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his own hand, sacrificed 63 camels. In order for the ummah to understand the value that in this period, we should try and make as much qurbani as possible. Now, sadaqah, spending in charity, or doing other nafil acts, without a doubt, they carry great reward. But in this period, why? Because qurbani you can only make during these days, 10th, 11th, 12th, we are given permission. Obviously, one is the day of Eid, and then the 2 days after that, we are allowed to make the qurbani. This you can't, a person can't decide that, you know, for Eid, I'm going to make qurbani in Muharram or in Safar. You can only do it now. This is why this nafil act takes preference over everything else, over the other nawafil, other types of charity. Maybe we are in the habit of giving hampers, maybe we are in the habit of buying what you call groceries or whatever it is. But in this period, this act takes superiority or precedence over all the other types of nawafil that we can do. So as much qurbani as possible for those who can afford it. Obviously, it's a benefit to the poor to spend on them, feed the needy, feed the hungry, etc. And pertinent to this, we are not doing our normal Riyadu Salihin for today and tomorrow, but the ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned with regards specifically to these amal. Amongst them, an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, ma amila adamiyun min amal yawm an-nahr ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min ihraq ad-dam wa innahu lata'ti yawm al-qiyamah fi farshihi بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع من الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا رواه ابن ماجه والترمذي وقال حديث حسن غريب وقال والحاكم وقال صحيح الإسناد عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said There is no good deed which a person can do on Yawmun Nahar. Yawmun Nahar refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah, in our case on Saturday this year. There is no good deed which a person can do on the day of Nahar, the day of sacrifice, that is the 10th of Zulhijjah, which is more beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the spilling of the blood of the sacrificial animal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say that this qurbani animal that you will slaughter will come on the day of judgment with its hooves, with its skin, with its body, with its flesh. It will come, in other words, the imagery is created that through the weight of this animal, your scale of good deeds, the weight of it will increase. That is why we find in another hadith, Rasulullah said, "Samminu dhahayakum, fa innaha ala sirati matayakum." Literally translated, he said, "Fatten your qurbani animal." In other words, give as much qurbani as possible, and don't look for the leanest and the weakest animal, but spend your money. This is a time if Allah has given you the ability to spend on the sacrificial animal. Why? Because in the analogy in that hadith, he said, "Fa innaha." عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ مَتَايَاكُمْ This is your transport which will carry you on the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. So increase, spend as much as possible. We find that this, actually we're running out of time, so we'll continue a little bit tomorrow, but to complete this hadith, وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقَعَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ Ajib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like many of the ahadith, as I mentioned previously, are in fact a commentary of the verses of the Quran. And what does Allah Ta'ala say with regards to qurbani in the verses in the Quran? In Surah Hajj, Allah says, لَيَّنَا لَلَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The flesh and blood doesn't reach Allah. Allah doesn't benefit from the flesh and blood. But what reaches Allah? التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The taqwa that is inside you, the jazba and the zeal with which you present this qurbani to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reaches Allah, not the flesh and blood of this animal. So the same analogy is found in this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the blood of this animal, when you will pass the knife over the neck, the blood is spilled. But this blood falls before Allah before the actual blood touches the ground. In other words, the sawab of this amal, the forgiveness that Allah has attached to carrying out this amal, that comes into play even before the actual blood of the qurbani animal reaches the ground. So what is the exhortation? Fatibu biha nafsa. Don't do these amal like they are some burden. Do it happily. Do it with jazba. Do it with taqwa. Do it with the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.